Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Jocko Conlon. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting third. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dib Williams. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to second. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington bunts towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rhodes, and towards Melillo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to second. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren takes first base on ball four. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from Sewell to Bonura and they have Dahlgren trapped. The throw over to Appling, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards third. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0 for 1 in the game. Conlon takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 0 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to second. Two outs. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Conlon, who is chasing the ball. Almada reaches third base with a triple. Cook goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 White Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to home to get Almada. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Johnson moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Williams moves to second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field. Almada picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Almada. Radcliffe moves to second. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-2 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonura is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive towards left. Johnson chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Radcliffe scores. Bonura goes all the way around to score. Appling moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Washington is thrown out after the base hit. Appling scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skinny Graham pinch hits for Gordon Rhodes. Skinny Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Cook hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Cook moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Stu Bowers now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cronin. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones bunts towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Sewell scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Dahlgren moves to second. Two outs. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Stu Bowers. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Ripley now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Washington reaches second base with a double. Appling moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Washington scores. It's 9-2, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 10-2, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Almada hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Conlon hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-4 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Dahlgren hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-3 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller pinch hits for Walt Ripley. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.